Okay. Boker Tov, everybody. It's officially after November 25th. It's Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. On Google Translate, if you went a few years ago and you typed in the word Chag, it would tell you that it means Christmas. So Christmas is coming after the Halachot of Avodah Zarah in order to prepare how to observe properly. Ezat Hashem. So we're going to go through the basic categories of Avodah Zarah. Oftentimes, we're going to have this Sheila come up when it comes to Halachot Avodah Zarah, Halacha L'maaseh, for a Jewish person living in New York, because you're going to see crosses everywhere. Especially if you travel, you'll see crosses everywhere. On your jerseys, on your chess set, on windows, clothing, money, depending on where you go. Buy a blanket, buy some sheets that has a cross on it. The priests come to visit the yeshiva and want to walk into the yeshiva with their crosses on around their necks. What's the halacha? How do we approach? Let's just focus on this one prat for today. And another time we'll return to general Christianity and Islam, whether or not they are actually Avodah Zarah or not. But let's assume for today that they are Avodah Zarah. So let's see. There's four categories of Avodah Zarah. You can remember these four pratim. It'll be a guiding light in Hilchot Avodah Zarah for the rest of your life. Number one, there's Guf Avodah Zarah. There's actual Avodah Zarah, Pesel, an idol that they worship. Everything Asur B'Hana'ah. The moment it's made for a goy, it's Asur B'Hana'ah. For a Jew, you have to bow down to it first. Then there's Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. It's the knife that they use to shecht the animal for the Avodah Zarah. That's Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. Noyei Avodah Zarah is the decorations in the church. The decorations that they put around the idol in the house of worship. That's called Noyei Avodah Zarah. And then there's Tikrovet Avodah Zarah. It's the offering you bring to the god. You put food in front of Buddha. That's Tikrovet Avodah Zarah Min HaTorah. All four of those categories are Asur B'Hana'ah. But each one is a little difference in how it becomes Asur Hana'ah. And half of them you can, or three quarters of them, you can actually remove the Isur Hana'ah by Bitul, by having a goy come and say, I don't believe in this anymore. Even when they sell it, that already is called Bitul according to some, depending on the case. They take their Avodah Zarah, you know, keychain into the bathroom with them or into the bathhouse with them. That also could be Bitul because it means that they don't think it's that important. They take it into the bathroom with them. Those are the four basic categories. So seemingly, a cross that hangs in the church, Noyei Avodah Zarah, depending on the church and depending on the location, you could have a massive cross across the front of the front wall of the church, or at the very least on the altar. So that seems like that's Vada Avodah Zarah, Noyei Avodah Zarah. That would be Asur B'Hana'ah. Let's think a little bit more specifically, though. There seems to be three different places where you'll find a cross. It could be in a church. It could be a stam religious object. You find a little statue of Mary, a little cross necklace. It's called a pectoral cross. Sometimes you'll find a logo or a design of a cross. So we have to figure out what's the halacha in all three cases. At the very least, in the church one, Asur B'Hana'ah, that's called Noyei Avodah Zarah. But the other ones, we have a Mordechai. The Mordechai in Avodah Zarah tells us, based quoting the Rav Aya says that things that are made is zikaron ba'alma. They don't worship these things at all. They don't actually believe that this little cross that he's wearing around his neck, or that he made on his shirt, or on his cape, or whatever, blanket, is actually the cross of Jesus. It's just something that reminds them of Jesus. It's zikaron ba'alma. There's no actual religious significance to it. They don't kiss it. They don't bow down to it. Maybe they do the... So that's something... That would be the very first heter. That's the basic heter for crosses. If they don't kiss it, they don't bow down to it, you can assume it's mutar b'hana'ah. It's just decorative. That would be true even when it comes to the pectoral one, because noyei avodah zarah or only asur from the moment that it's bowed down to, or the avodah zarah is bowed down to, whereas an idol itself, when a goy makes it, is asur right away. So noyei avodah zarah, even if they're going to use this one day, in a church, at the moment it hasn't been bowed, if it hasn't been bowed down yet, into yet, or they haven't bowed down to the Avodah Zarah in its presence yet, then it's mutar b'hana'ah. There is a shach on the spot in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph who's more machmir. He says, until you know that it hasn't been worshipped, you have a safek and you have to go to Chumrah. Whereas the Mordechai in the Ramah, who quotes this Mordechai, Beit Yosef also quotes this Mordechai, assume that until you know that it has been worshipped, meaning sveiko l'kula, it's mutar. The Shach says, no, Sveiko l'chumra, you can't get Hana'ah until you know for sure that it hasn't been worshipped. Rav Ovadia is the most quoted source on these halachot of crosses. Everywhere you go, they always quote Yichavedat, Chelek Yimon Sivan Samechei. Everybody quotes this halachah. Rav Ovadia is Meikel Agamrei like this Mordechai. In fact, the story goes that Rav Yaakov Meir, who was the Rishon Lezion at Hakamat HaMedina, when in 1948 he was the Rishon Lezion of Yaakov Meir, was given a cross by the Ottoman Empire, a medallion with a cross design for the piece of the medallion, and he wore it. Google Yaakov Meir, Rabbi Yaakov Meir. One of the only pictures out there is him wearing the cross. He wore it to royal functions and the like. So clearly, he also felt that you can be mekel like the Rama. And then there are many, many cases, writing a plus sign, buying a jersey, getting a blanket with a cross sign, many, many poskim, Rav Sternbach, Yossi Bezach Frank, Rav Moshe, with stamps, with money, that you have a cross on it, many, many poskim, right, Rav Chaim David Alevi with the plus sign, many poskim tell us that it's totally mutar. There's a problem, there's an Avkat Rochel, Maran Rosh Sheilot Uchevot, Avkat Rochel, who's machmir, completely throw this whole calculation in the garbage. So Rav Yitzchak Nisim in Yain Hatov, who's the Bishon Lezion, before Rav Avadia, Rav Yitzchak Nisim Haskins, Maran's talking about an actual little statue that you buy with a woman and with a baby and who he's holding a cross. But decorative crosses Maran is not discussing, so you can distinguish. Finally, Rav Eliashiv is Machmir Ligamre, completely. A guy bought a factory that produces crosses for the Chevra and Beit Lechem, all of Devot Azara. Should all be very Yisrael one day. So all these chevra they bow down to the crosses that he makes. So Rav Eliashiv Paskins, it's actual avodah zarah. It's asur. The guy did teshuvah. The guy, and he wanted to make a bit. He lost his money because he stopped producing. Rav Eliashiv said, "Yeah, you have to lose your parnasa rather than produce these crosses. No kula whatsoever." And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, extremely, extremely, intensely anti-crosses. He was so emphatic about how crosses are the worst thing to be around that he would fight with his wife, in the way that Tzaddik fights with his wife, about whether or not he wouldn't sleep on the sheets that had a design that looked like a cross to him. He was able in his hospitalized, respirated state, unable to speak, he was able to detect in the room next door, Ma'aseh Shayah, written down everything, Edim, everything, room next door, there was a witch woman there, and then room next door with a bag, and inside of the bag was 100 crosses. He was able to detect these things, such a Kadosh Tzaddik, Yisod Olam. He was completely anti, get them away from me as far as possible, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather, also, would never cross his cutlery on his plate. He would always keep it separate, and so never make a cross sign. So clearly we just saw there's three approaches, Mutar Legamre, Asur Legamre, and then stay away. We have to remember this is a sign of Christianity, and it's not what we want to associate ourselves with. So now with this little hashkafa going forward into the Chag, we are a little bit more prepared in how to celebrate. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'yamen.